Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 11th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here at 3:30. We're going to welcome in Amy Fluno, 211 director with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, looking forward to talking with some of our favorite people. We got Stephen and Katrina Hittner in with us from Family Natural Foods. Good afternoon, you two.
Good Hello. Afternoon.
How you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to see you still. I can imagine how busy you guys are getting ready for the celebration and all these different things going on and stuff. So let's go ahead and dive into what's happening at the shop. What's going on?
Yeah, so we just celebrated our 77th year.
Yeah,
and it was awesome.
It was cool. So much community support. So many people came out. People came back the second day. They brought their neighbors, their friends, their enemies.
No, they didn't. They didn't do that. But, you know, it was good. It was really a wonderful and humbling, and we're very thankful for our community, for the support that everyone's given for 77 years, three generations. We had a really good time this weekend.
Great.
We had great samples. Our vendors were awesome. We brought a sample of one of the vendors' products today for you to try. And we had a good time. It was a good, steady flow.
I guess the other fun thing is we're kind of continuing some of the sales for folks, too, which is something we were like, well, let's see if we can keep some of these going. So, you know, if anybody, you know, maybe purchased something at the sale and they want to come back and get another bottle, maybe it's working well for them. Or if they just, like, maybe they missed it, they're out of town that week, that weekend, you know, last weekend. Nice opportunity. So I don't know, Katrina.
Yeah, we like to highlight some of our favorites, just because we like it's an anniversary day sale or days, but also we like to continue some of our favorites for later.
And I apologize if I was confusing there with that. What I started with there about a celebration, because the true celebration was the other weekend. But I know from the years previous, you guys kind of keep this thing rolling.
Oh yeah.
So that was my reference to that. It's just that you guys do not stop on the sales. You know,
no.
when you right at the drop of midnight or something. Like, you continue to do these things.
When you got a big birthday like 77, you
should
just celebrate for a day or two.
Celebrate for a little longer. Yeah, at least
just
a
keep
month,
it coming.
You know?
It's a good side note to our vets, our seniors out there and everything.
Right.
Hey, you anything 70 and above, celebrate.
Just keep going.
Celebrate.
Yeah, for sure.
And the same goes if you're under 7 years old.
Yes, yes, 100%. 100%.
In the middle, you know, like, kind of just,
doesn't matter.
I don't know if it was my birthday yesterday.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're like, I don't know. I do like that. So some of the sales that we're continuing on for the month of October is Terry Naturally. So the whole line of Terry, from A to Z of his products, we have 20% off of his whole line. So if you missed the sale, great time to come in still this month. Get his products, or, you know, I really love that one, I'm going to get another one. Another one is Nordic Naturals. They are well known for their fish oil supplements. Really pristine, really good quality fish oil supplements. Mm-hmm. So their whole line is on sale. They have kids products and adults products as well. So for fish oils for them. Our brand, our Family Natural Foods brand, definitely want to highlight that, because we have a lot of different things. We have things like B vitamins, to zinc, to protein powders.
Oh,
we read each other's minds.
Collagen's been really popular. Mm-hmm. People love this collagen.
Yep. We have immune vitamins, we have kids vitamins, we have your calcium. So pretty much we have different herbs of it, but almost every category we have our brand in. And so that's 20% off of the whole line this month in October. Emerald Labs, they have a couple specialty products. One of my favorites is their multivitamin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole foods kind of multivitamin. We also have somewhat like specialty products. Like, there's one that's really special, great for bladder health, like strengthening the bladder. And that's a topic that a lot of people don't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, my bladder seems weak, or I have to go to the bathroom all the time. But
or getting up 4 or 5 times at night.
Mm-hmm.
This product maybe reduces it to one time or two times. Really great product. And they're all doctor formulated.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, clinically studied ingredients in each of these different categories.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a handful of products from them. We sell a lot of their prenatal, as well as they have a prostate formula that's really great.
And some good B vitamins, too.
Yeah, they were one of the first companies to really see that we needed better absorb B vitamins. A lot of them take conversion through the body. Some people... it's a genetic issue where some people's bodies aren't as efficient at converting B vitamins. So if you just take the higher quality ones like this company has, you don't have to really think about that. It's in the form that your body can use right away.
Yeah.
With this topic, it's one of those things that we always encourage our listeners to, that if you have questions, if you're struggling with this, you can't go to a place more open to talk about stuff than Family Natural Foods.
Yeah.
There's no reason for embarrassment or any of those things, although we understand that it might be some hesitancy. Yeah. But you can talk to the staff there straight up, and there's no embarrassment needed. It's just an open conversation trying to help you feel better.
Right. And, you know, if it feels better, too, like we have different men on staff and we have females on staff. So if, you know, usually there's a couple of us running around, you can pull aside
we've
one of us.
We've probably heard something crazier, too.
Yeah, right? We've heard so many different crazy stories. And
somebody very sincere and good questions, too. Yeah. You know, that's what 99% of them are. But, certainly don't hesitate.
Yeah, we're here to help. So Emerald's a great brand, but True Grace is another one we love. True Grace is a Wisconsin company. Mm-hmm. They've been on the radio. They have really good mushrooms, like high quality mushrooms, which are getting so much popularity because they're so good for our health, immune health, brain health, etc. They have really good whole food multivitamins, a good quality nice fish Wendy's, oil, and awesome probiotics too. Mm-hmm. And then we have Carlson's, which is also a really good fish oil company, but they have other great products too, like magnesiums and cinnamon and a handful of different things. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we have Gaia Herbs, which we talked really briefly about last time. It's a new company for us that is out of the North Carolina area, and they grow most of their herbs on the farm, really high quality products, focusing on the herb side of it. So they're not going to have a multivitamin, but they're going to have the different categories within herbs like ashwagandha or
They have some really nice gummies too that are made from fruit juice instead of sugar and stuff. And obviously using the same high quality ingredients, some that they grow on their farm. So if you're interested in seeing more about the Gaia products, stop in there. They're over around by the window.
We have a display of them over there.
We have a display of them right now, and it might move in the near future, but that's where it is right now, and it's kind of easy to look at all of them and see if there's something that intrigues you, and if it does, it's on sale right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in a little bit, we're going to talk about immune health, and we have some presentations we want to talk about. But first, have no segue for this one.
We got to talk turkey.
But we got to talk turkey.
Oh, okay. Let's do it. Good time of year. Good time of year to be talking turkey.
Not talking about Christmas trees yet.
No, not Christmas.
Not that far. Not that far.
No. So the turkey order. So we do fresh turkeys. There's no hormones, no antibiotics in it. We get it from, they're all coming from like the northern Wisconsin area. And typically, we don't do our turkey sign up. You can do it into the month of November. Like, you know, you got a couple weeks until November. This year it's different. We need everybody's turkey order, if they're going to get a turkey, by November 1st.
Actually, so before November
1st. I would suggest before November 1st to guarantee a turkey.
I think our cutoff is going to be the end of October. What is the last day?
31st? Yeah. Halloween.
Halloween, yes. Trick or treat. Get your turkey orders in.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So get us your turkey orders. That gives only a few weeks. And so sorry about the rush, everybody, but just talked to them yesterday and they said that's when they're going to need it. But sign up. We'll have a sheet as of today. We'll have a sheet printed. People can put their information down of what size bird you want. It's anything from like 12 pounds up to 25 pounds. And also, if a person doesn't want a whole turkey, we have turkey breasts that you can just get or drumsticks. So let us know. You can call us up or you can visit us. So just let us know. But we need those turkey orders in by the end of the month, please.
Be sure to get those, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, segue back, everybody. and that is presentations and immune health.
Yeah.
So
kind of at our anniversary event, we released our initial, at least for the first couple months, schedule of events. We like doing these health talks at the store, and we did one about a month ago with Dr. Tracy. She came in and talked about digestive health, which is a great place to start whenever you're trying to, you know, improve your health, is to start with digestion. So she really kicked us off with a nice start. But we've got, you know, a few other ones we've got on our calendar here, and we're going to hope to continue them, you know, into the springtime and probably early summer. But on October 19th, at 5:15 p.m., we'll do one on natural immunity.
It's a good time for that because everybody knows health. The sniffles, the colds is happening right now. So
a lot of those things, especially immunity, it's good to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
So that topic's going to be kind of, I'm not sure how wide we're going to go with it. Sometimes there's areas of immune health where you want to talk about like building up your immune system, kind of doing sustained things that can help, you know, your body fight, you know, big things like cancer and stuff like that, where, you know, like autoimmune conditions, that's also, you know, immune related issues. You know, cancer is a deficient immune issue. Autoimmune issues are kind of where immune systems going up and down. Allergies are in the immune category. I think our main focus for this topic is actually going to be around seasonal immune health, cold and flus, which is usually a suppressed immune system, and where you just kind of have to give it something, give it a little love.
Yeah, give it a little love. Treat it with some respect.
And, you know, we've got a lot of these products in right now, and we're kind of interested in talking about them. But I think a good place to start is for James to do a little sample here today.
Yeah,
here we go.
Okay, we've got some propolis for you. This is a Terry Natural Chewable.
Are you
going to
do like the bumblebee thing?
No, I mean, do you want me to?
What's the bumblebee thing?
Bumblebee. Yes. So propolis.
Oh, I so want to make you do that, but I won't.
I mean, I'm
that
here
you.
For
I won't
you.
Do it to you. I won't do it to you.
I got two more if you need
do
that.
Do I chew these?
You chew them. It's a chewable.
Okay. It's a chewable, but the reason why Stephen did bumblebee is because propolis comes from bees. So he was doing that.
I love that.
So I'm pretty sure that's why he was doing that.
Yeah, well,
one,
I thought maybe that's how you get your kids to take it.
Yeah, it's true. We've done bumblebee. I mean, at this point, they don't need me to do that anymore.
This is a great product for kids and adults for immune health. And Katrina, I think probably, what did you give this to your kids?
And I give it to myself too because I love it. But so some of the things it's really good for is like upper respiratory health, ear health. And how many kids have like earaches all the time?
Ear infections.
So this is amazing for ear health. It's a good, helps like your, just balance like bacteria and kind of infection in your body. So it's a good overall. But what I love about it, so I tried this 2 years ago when they came up with it. I was at a training at Terry Natural in Chicago. And they gave us, this is the first time anyone's going to try this. And we all got a bottle. And I happened to have this like sinus and like, just like ear, nose, throat kind of cold going on when I was there. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to really try it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it the test, the Katrina test. And I did like six of them within 2 hours. And my like everything that I had going on was like 80% better.
Wow.
And
that's great.
And so, yes, I give this to my children regularly. I don't usually give them six a day. That was me just testing that out.
But it is very safe.
It's so safe. Yeah. And it tastes good. It's got a very like sweet kind of, what do they explain it? Like chocolate mint, I think, is their flavor.
I really like the, I don't say this very often with tastes, but it was a fun flavor. It is a fun taste to it. I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah, it's not your like normal like berry flavor. It's a different, but...
This is a pretty cool thing, though, because they've used it in research successfully for difficult things like MRSA, which, you know, is like a bacteria that doesn't respond to antibiotics even. And so, like, this is a really powerful thing. And we're going to talk about it at our health talk on the 19th, on October 19th. But I think one of the things, just to go back to the bee topic, is this is not... It's sort of a tricky thing. It's not exactly made by bees. It's gathered by bees. Mm-hmm. So bees have this, you know, this hive. And to protect their hive, they collect these different things in nature, mostly like saps and I don't know, resins and stuff like that the trees produce. They gather it up, and then they build it around their nest. They fill in little gaps. They can do stuff like that with this propolis. And it's basically...
To protect that.
It's basically the key to bee immune system health, like to the hive's immune system, their collective immune system.
Wow.
And so, it's like the wisdom of nature. Like, Terry doesn't, like, you know, tell the bees what to collect. He just says, like, okay, like, the bees thought this is what they need, and this is what's protecting them. So, you know, when we harvest some honey, we'll harvest a little bit of this propolis, and then we'll, you know... put it in, you know, in his formula, which I'm sure took some extra effort to make it taste good.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. It doesn't taste like tree sap.
No. But it, what an interesting idea.
Oh, yeah.
But you just even think of that.
Yeah, and you can get it in a capsule. We sell it in a capsule,
too. Yeah, if you don't want a chewable, there's the capsule option,
but
too.
But the chewable is really tasty and really interesting. I imagine, like, Native Americans use this, too. Or mm-hmm. I'd be interested to see how far back it goes. Maybe we'll do some research. We'll talk about it on the 19th. But, yeah, propolis is a really cool one.
Well, in this time of year, we're so in, and I think this goes back to being kids and the way we were raised, and it's not a shot at that or anything, it's just kind of the way things were. You didn't think about a cold until you had one.
Right.
You know, you didn't worry about it until you had one. And then you took care of it, and then you took this and this and this for it and everything. And nowadays, we have so much more advancement with our tech, our medical stuff, our all these different things to where we can get ahead of this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we got events coming up. There's so much to do. This is the busy time of year. It is go time now until the first of the year, no matter whether you're in business or not, you're retired, it don't matter. It is go time. There's so much to do. You don't want to miss any of these things.
No.
Being ahead of this is so key to enjoying your winter, enjoying the winter months. I think a lot more people would enjoy the cold weather if they didn't have to worry about a cold and the sniffles and these things. Yeah. Getting ahead of that stuff is key to enjoying, I think, the winter season that we love so much in this state.
Yep.
Just speaking for myself and knowing that there's other people out there with things like this, I got my daughter's wedding this Saturday. Last Friday. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Last Friday, I had a cough I was dealing with, and I had this like insane, like scary feeling of, oh my God, I'm going to miss my daughter's wedding. Like it was literally scaring me to have this happen and everything. I've never done a better job of taking care of myself in the last 4 or 5 days, I think, of just trying to get healthy for this moment. But that's what brings to my mind of, well, if I had been doing this beforehand, wouldn't have any worries. If I had been just covering and taking care of my immune system weeks and weeks beforehand and everything, I knew what was coming. I've lived in the Midwest my whole life. I understand what's coming, and you out there know. Mm-hmm. Get ahead of these things, and then you got no worries. You're going to be able to make these events, unless you're looking for an excuse not to go to whatever. Then I guess you have it in. But
there you go.
Probably not the case. It's a good idea to get ahead of this stuff.
Let's get James healthy over here. So we picked a good topic for him because we got a lot of samples. We're going to highlight Allied. It's a new company for us. It's an elderberry syrup. She's from Stevens Point area, and she makes this. It's organic elderberry. It's going to have like a little bit of clove and ginger. It's an elixir. Elderberry is fantastic for immune health. Mm-hmm. As well as it's really good for like cold and flu, but it tastes good.
Mm. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's good for me. You're saying.
Yeah, it's got a little ginger in there, some honey, but this is really good to give preventatively in the cold and flu season to give to people or kids. It's great for kids too. Mm-hmm. I do it after 1 year and up just because there is honey in it, but I've given my kids elderberry syrup that didn't have honey at 6 months, and it was a great immune booster for them.
Yeah.
But this one does have honey, so I would wait until they're a year old. But she's great. She's out of Point. She's local. She's making this product. She's doing all the right things. Certified organic. So that's a really good one to do for cold and flu season, getting extra elderberry in your system.
Not very often you like the aftertaste of a medicine.
Yeah,
but
right?
I love the aftertaste even of that. I can still taste and it tastes great. It's a nice taste on the tongue.
Yeah, she also has an elixir that you can drink like more. Let's just say I'm going to drink half or all of it as a beverage, and it's got mushrooms in it, and then it's got some of the elderberry and like lemon. It's so good, and it's one that you can just drink. This is more of a concentrate. You take like a tablespoon
of it.
There's
a month supply in there, and I think probably we'll have some of these things for people to sample at our event on October 19th, I'm guessing.
Cool.
So, you know, again, you know, come in for that. We're going to get into more details on how elderberry is so good. Like Katrina said, I've started taking it almost year round, just because I did more research and I found it was also good for eye health.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's kind of a cousin of the blueberry, which we all know is good for your eyes. And I said, well, why not? You know, if it's going to be good for my eyes and it's antioxidants, got other benefits, why not just take it? You know, certainly the whole cold and flu season. And if I got sick, I'd take, like Katrina, I'd take six of them.
Yeah, right. Well, I heard Kasha, who is the owner of that brand, The Allied, she was saying it's one of the top antioxidants elderberry is. So good for, like Steven's saying, overall health, right? From your eyes all the way to just your cells in your system to keep them healthy and strong. So yeah, it tastes good. You can mix it in anything, or I would just take it straight because it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have it in capsules too. Mm-hmm.
Capsules or a chewable option as well of like Terry's ViraPro, which is on sale right now.
We've got gummies of elderberry. Mm-hmm. Like elderberry is pretty, everybody got kind of hip on elderberry in the last couple of years, with the coronavirus. So it's pretty easy to get good quality elderberry, but it's also pretty easy to get very bad quality elderberry.
Yeah, that's true.
Terry Natural actually did a whole kind of like a campaign, I would call it. I don't know. He didn't need to do this, but he kind of went out there and he said, like, hey, there's only so much elderberry that's grown in a certain year. One of these years, maybe it's a couple of years ago, there's a bad crop. So especially for the really, you know, top elderberry that's best research that comes out of, I think, Europe, Austria, I believe it is. And he said, you know, there's probably, based on the amount of elderberry products that are out there, if you do the math, and then you do the math on, like, how much was harvested because it was a poor year, some of these products don't have any elderberry in them or very little or an inferior product, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, you really, especially with some of these hot items and some of these really good quality products or products you want to rely on for, you know, getting to your daughter's wedding, for example, and other things, you don't really want to just look at the bargain bin for them. You want to make sure you're getting the quality products that actually do have elderberry in it.
In my attempt to become adopted by your family, I will say...
How's that going?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'll see your dad this Friday.
Yeah, he said he's going to see you Friday.
He's looking forward to seeing you. He's like, oh, I'm going to visit my other son.
I love that, man.
You know, James, it's in his name, too.
Yeah. So. I mean, it is there.
It is his middle name.
We are on a similar thought path here, the three of us. I was hoping we'd talk about immune health. And one of the things that I've been chewing on for a while, and I know, pun intended. But I've been thinking about it. I'd love for us to be able to have some time to really dive into it, because I feel like you guys are the people that I really would like to talk to about with this, is the difference of leaf and root.
Each plant has different qualities and properties.
We're in a day and age now where it's not uncommon to see anybody pick up an item and look at the ingredients. And I think that's awesome that we've gotten to that point. But there's so many people, I hear fish oil is good for me. I'm going to go get some fish oil. I'm going to look at the back. I don't know what this means, and they get that far and they're kind of like, I see ingredients. I see words I don't know how to pronounce, but I don't know what this means. Like the difference of a leaf and a root when you're looking at stuff. And I run into this with Jinkobo and stuff. There's a difference between these. And there's so many people that want to, understandably, especially in today's day and age, want to save a buck or two. I don't begrudge people that. I work in radio. I get that.
Yeah.
When you do that, sometimes when you're spending like a buck or two less, you're getting a product that is not doing what you're hoping it's going to do. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you can find out the difference of that, not so much by price, but by looking at the ingredients.
Yep. Yeah.
I think that'd be a really fun conversation to have sometime.
Yeah, that's a topic we should add to our list maybe after the first of the year. Currently, we've got, like we were talking about, the natural immunity talk, which will be on October 19th at 5:15. But then in November, towards the end of November, the 28th, we're planning to talk about India's health secret.
We're not going to allude to too much.
There's a lot of health secrets coming out of India. But we may talk about more than one, but certainly it's going to be mostly about one particular health secret and some insights we're going to learn. Katrina and I are both going to learn while we're traveling around with Terry Lemeron from Terry Natural.
Wow. Pretty fortunate about that one.
That is awesome, you guys. That's really cool.
Yeah. So some kind of cool insights there. Just put that on your calendar. It's going to be a fun one, November 28th. And then in December, we haven't picked the date exactly, but we're planning to do something on essential oils.
Or we're going to do mushrooms, because we're deciding between the two. It's either going to be essential oils or mushrooms, and then the other month
will be the other one.
Essential oils. So.
And mushrooms are also an immunity topic, so we'll probably get into it a little bit in October, but we're going to get into it really in depth, and we're going to bring in somebody that grows mushrooms locally. Make some medicine from mushrooms. So there's a lot of fun, you know, people are really interested in mushrooms. I think actually worse than elderberry and a lot of other products, there's a lot of inferior mushroom products that really you don't get much results from. Mushrooms have to be prepared correctly. The outer shell of the mushroom, chitin it's called, needs to be broken down for your body to get the medicinal benefits from it. Otherwise, you know, you can eat them. If you eat a lot of them, they'll probably give you a bellyache because of that chitin. If it's not cooked properly or That's interesting. Huh. Anyways, we'll get into those topics and more.
Looking forward to it.
On October 19th at our natural immunity topic, and then again in depth for the mushroom topic. Yeah.
Before we wrap up, I did want to touch on Talk Turkey a little bit more.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up one
Thanks
more time.
Thanks for that. I appreciate it because I had my little note here. Turkey sign up. If you want your turkey, get it ordered by the end of October, please. Signups will be at Family Natural Foods. Call us if you'd like, and we're happy to get you signed up.
We'll remind people on our morning shows. We'll be sure to bring it up a little bit here
and there where we can.
Thank you. No problem. We'll give people those good turkeys. And thanks for talking turkey with me, you two. I love talking with you. Thanks so much. We encourage you to check out Family Natural Foods on social media. Make an Instagram account just to follow them. I promise you it's worth it. Also follow them on Facebook, of course. And you can find out more at their website, familynaturalfood.com. And visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Looking forward to talking again soon, you two.
Thank you.
Stick around. More Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.